Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's hour number two of the G-Bag Nation here live in Oxnard. Our training camp coverage brought to you by Metter Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram and Twin Peaks. General at your service. There's Brian Broaddus. Lucius Alexander's back there in the Pimp Cup at Master Control. Carter Freeman's coordinates your video. And Wolchuk Chiafalo here on the tennis courts with us. That's where we're going to stay over there with Wolchuk as he has NFL True or Fart to present to us. Gentlemen.
Yeah, baby. So we had the Hall of Fame game last night. I've got a couple active NFL players who are considered locks to make it to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. I'll ask you, do you think that that is true, or do you think that that is fart? Also projecting some of the stat leaders for this year. We'll kick that around the horn. And if it's your first time, play along with us, 877-881-1053 via the truckwreck.com text line. And this game was created thanks to the phenomenal broadcasting of one Robert Flores of ESPN because of this on-air flub.
All right, we've moved to the red zone as far as the running back conversation goes here on this SportsCenter Fantasy Draft Special. True or fart? False. Marshawn Lynch matches last year's production.
Oh, Robert.
Robert.
Oh, Bob.
It'll never get old, that sound.
Oh, man. All right. True or fart? Bobby Wagner, lock to be a Hall of Famer.
Ooh, I like to go fart as much as possible here, but I'm going true. I think Bobby Wagner is a surefire lock. He's got the Super Bowl championship as well to go along with it. And he's been consistently one of the single best linebackers in the sport for long enough to be. Will he be first ballot? I say no. Does he get in? 100%.
Man, I think about guys that have been outstanding tacklers in their career. And you know, you think, oh, this guy's surefire lock, you know. Super. Darren Woodson's not in the Hall of Fame. And he leads the Dallas Cowboys in all-time tackles.
I'll tell you what, it ticked me off last night.
How are you one of the all-time great tacklers for one of the all-time great teams in NFL history, or you know, or franchise in NFL history, and you can't get in the Hall of Fame? So now I'm thinking, Bobby Wagner, really nice player, great tackler, always around the ball, always finishing. But my guy Darren Woodson, you know, he leads. Think of all the Hall of Famers in the Cowboys that are on defense.
Mm-hmm.
And he's not one. And he leads the team in tackles all time.
Well, Leroy Butler just got in. Well, he's going to get in
this
weekend.
I've been with both players. Darren Woodson is a far more superior player than Leroy Butler. I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. You know, and I don't know why voters saw it that way. I cannot acknowledge that. But you know, it makes me think about these guys like Wagner. You say, oh, yeah, great linebacker, great tackler and all that.
Mm.
You know, and one of the great players in Seattle history.
Can't believe Woody's getting the shaft like that, Brian.
I can't. That's the thing when you start to talk about guys. When I think about guys like Butler and those guys and all these tacklers and whatever, or you know, it just puts me at a bad spot. It really, really does.
So what it sounds like to me is you're going fart there, Broaddus.
I would say that is, I want to say fart because there's others that I think that are deserving to be in the Hall of Fame. But like you said, probably not a first ballot, but somebody will say, oh, we got to put some Seattle guys in this thing and things like that.
He was on one of the legendary defenses that
had
a nickname that I think is something small that maybe goes a long way. He has the Super Bowl championship.
Those Cowboy defenses are legendary that Woody played on, other than the ones, the garbage that he had to play with us.
Yeah.
You know,
I can't believe he did Woody like that.
With DeMarcus DeMarcus Ware not being first ballot, it's like, okay, like that was something that was frustrating last night. Like just being reminded at the Hall of Fame game of like, oh my gosh,
DeMarcus Ware.
A referee. They're inducting a referee into the Hall of Fame this year. DeMarcus Ware sitting at home, twiddling his
thumbs. Class, man.
But that's the thing about it is they're starting to put more of those contributors in. And I don't have a problem with the contributors. I will say this, because the contributors are some scouts. Some scouts are starting to be put in the Hall of Fame. So I can't bitch about that. But I could bitch when you start to talk about some of these players. You know?
We got a true. We got a fart.
Fart.
Fart on Bobby Wagner. Yeah. Okay.
It's just tackling, you know? I'm here for sacks, interceptions, touchdowns when it comes to the first ballot guys.
All right, how about two more of these, then we'll get to some of the stat leaders. True or fart, Broadus, Russell Wilson, lock to be in the Hall of Fame?
I'm going to say that is going to be true. They'll vote because he'll campaign. He'll be good to the media. Everybody loves Russ.
You got it.
He'll campaign. He knows how to play the game. He's a politician. He sits in the press box there with Roger Goodell. He knows how to play the game. He'll get in because he'll politic and he'll be nice.
There will be some discussion, though, because he's played with a running system for so long. He's not going to have the stats of other people around him, but he has the leadership. I think he's going to have tremendous team success in Denver, and having that level of success with two different teams and a Super Bowl champion. I don't know how that stops you from getting there very quickly.
And there's guys like Bob Greasy, Lynn Dawson, that are in the Hall of Fame. So, yeah.
I would say again, I'll go true here, but once again, Russell Wilson, not a first ballot. He's not going to be one of these first ballot guys, but he's got the Super Bowl, and just his overall win-loss record is going to be one of the better ones because he was constantly in the playoffs with the Seahawks.
Absolutely. Okay, Gavin, true or fart? Justin Tucker is a surefire Hall of Famer.
Wow, that's giving me some indigestion over here to go along with the segment because I don't know what his stats look like.
He is the all-time
most accurate kicker
in NFL history.
NFL history, yeah.
And he played for a long time, so it's not just percentage. No. It's like a 15-year career,
isn't
it? Yeah,
he's done it for a long, long time.
That's true. Put him in.
Yeah. He's got the longevity. I feel like he's one of these guys that you've never seen miss an important kick, and I know that's obviously not true to some extent, but this dude is the epitome of consistency at that position. Once again, though, certainly not a first ballot. I think that should be a general rule for kickers. It's like minimum third ballot.
Yeah.
It's like the first time you can because
they're not people.
Maybe even give them their own Hall of Fame.
Walchuk always does this to me. He says that I consider kickers and punters to not be people, and that's completely false. Well, they are people. They are just not football players.
Okay.
Thank you. That's a good clarification, Chief.
Right.
That's good work. Ray Guy's in as a punter. Kickers are at least twice as important as punters. So
Morton Anderson, guys like that. I mean, this guy's a 90, what is he, like a 91, 92% kicker for a career. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, let's get to the stat leaders. This is courtesy of the brilliance of Cynthia Freeland of NFL.com. She's projecting the stat leaders. A little true or fart. Eric, back to you. Joe Burrow leads the NFL in passing yards this year.
Ooh, I'm going to fart all over that.
Mm.
I feel like Justin Herbert might be that guy this year. I think Justin Herbert.
The hell are you doing?
I think Justin Herbert's going to be the guy. I can understand why they would want to go with a Burrow type, but I think Justin Herbert's the young guy who's going to be slinging it around, and it's like this is a big maker – not like make or break it, but it, like it's all eyes on the Chargers right now, and there's a ton of pressure for that team to get rolling, and they've just an influx of talent, mostly defensively, I understand that, but I think Justin Herbert's going to be the dude that's slinging that thing around the yard all season.
Brian Broaddus.
I'm going to go for my guy at LSU. I think he is. I think they've got some outstanding receivers. I think that the Bengals, but the key here is the protection. You know, Burrow takes a ton of hits. If all of a sudden they're throwing the ball a ton in this game or these games and he's getting hit, could wear down, could have injury, could miss out on all that. But I'm going to say true. I just think his receiving core is outstanding.
I mean, the numbers here are overwhelming against the probabilities of it. Burrow or the field, are you kidding me? That's like the stinkiest proposition ever, Woolchuck, and I'm going to go with Tom Brady.
Okay.
Oh, Tom Brady going with the yards. The thing you got to consider about the yards, though, is guy who leads the league in yards is oftentimes guy who's not necessarily on a great team.
Trailing as well. That's why I'm actually going Derek Carr, and I say fart on this.
Ooh.
Derek Carr will lead the league in passing yards. That's my guess. All right, General, you said Brady, so let me go back to you. True or fart? Tom Brady leads the NFL in passing touchdowns this year.
I'll go with true on that. You know, rack of my mind,
I don't think they're going to want to go away from Tom Brady very much. You know, I don't think their running game is that outstanding from what I can remember. He had a prolific year last year. The game slowed down for him. I think he's going to be able to play into his 50s if he wants it.
Broadus?
I'm going to call fart because I think it's Allen up in Buffalo is who I think.
He's going to be slinging all the touchdowns this year. That makes a ton of sense. I will go fart here as well, and I'm trying to think who's going to be the guy that's throwing all the touchdowns. I might go back to Pat Mahomes on the touchdowns this year.
Ooh, I like that, especially with kind of a new receiving core there in Kansas City. All right, Brian Broaddus, Derrick Henry reclaims the rushing title, and he leads the league in rushing yards, and he gets 2,000.
No, that's fart because I think the guy in Indianapolis has got this thing going, and they're going to try and do that with Matt Ryan at quarterback. They're just going to try and give him a legitimate running game. So I'm going to call fart on that one.
Yeah, I'm going to say fart as well. Give me Joe Mixon. Big year for Joe.
Love
Ooh.
That. Yep.
Yeah, I think this is the time now where physically you start to see the deterioration. Is that a word? Deterioration?
Another
deterioration. Deterioration. Okay, that's where you're going to start seeing that out of Derrick Henry. I like the Jonathan Taylor idea. I'll ride Broaddus on that with the Jonathan Taylor, so I'm going fart on Derrick Henry, and I want to revoke my passing yards from Justin Herbert. I'm taking Aaron Rodgers and his mushrooms.
Oh, there you go.
He's going to trip balls all the way to the league leader in yards.
I'm also going to say by the end of this year, we have a reunion between Rodgers and Danica Patrick. I think they psychedelically get back together.
They've been doing a lot of healing.
Yes, they have.
It's time for them to come together.
Eric, back to you since you just mentioned.
I wouldn't wish that on anybody.
Yeah, well, I would on him. Since you just mentioned Jonathan Taylor, how about JT, Colts running back? He leads the league in rushing touchdowns. True or fart?
Ooh, that's strong. That's strong. I'm trying to think who would be another option for that. I'll fart on that, and I'll go Nick Chubb.
Oh, Nick Chubb's a great
He's
one.
Finally got a quarterback that defenses are going to have to respect.
Was it James Conner last year that led the league?
Oh, James Conner with the Cardinals was finding Pater Costa. That was one of those low-key fantasy guys that, man, you scooped him up after the first couple of weeks of the season, waiver wire style.
And I don't know if he finished with the league lead, but for a while, that dude was just a touchdown machine. Broaddus, who are you going with? Jonathan Taylor, you like that? True or false?
I do, because I think he's going to lead the league again in rushing, and I do think they're going to give him the ball a lot down there.
Okay.
I'll take that one.
It's a fart. I'm going to go with Lamar Jackson, the beefed-up Lamar Jackson.
Ooh, that's a good,
good
one right there, because he's going to be at the goal line. He's going to do a lot of these Cam Newton kind of just barrel through the back of the O-line and find pay dirt.
All right, receptions leader, true or fart general, Cooper Kupp does it again.
Yeah, that one seems to be unstoppable. They got good synergy going with the play caller, the quarterback. I don't know how you come off of that one. You know, why mess with a good thing? And, you know, it's not like their dynamics have changed from last year, right? Pretty much the same playmakers involved. So, yeah, it's easy money right there. That's
I don't know,
true.
Man. We got a quarterback with a bad elbow up there. What's going on with that?
And I think Allen Robinson might steal a little bit from him.
Mm-hmm.
Allen Robinson's a beast. New addition.
Both going farts. You guys have an option you want to throw out there or no?
No, I'll go fart, but, yeah, I think it's going to be somebody other than
okay.
Kupp.
Fart for sure. This is receptions, right? Total
just
receptions.
Only receptions.
There's a part of me that wants to go Stephon Diggs, but I'm going to keep it right here local. C.D. Lamb is going to get overwhelmed with targets.
I love
bro.
It. All right, receiving
Dalton
yards.
Schultz.
Receiving
oh,
yards
that's true.
Leader.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz is going to lead the league in receptions.
He might.
Gosh dang it. Don't even speak that into
he
existence,
He very well
Broaddus.
Might catch 100 balls.
Make me sick. 100 catches for 452 yards
for Dalton Schultz.
It could be Jefferson up in Minnesota.
Okay, speaking of Jefferson, that's your guy, Brian Broaddus, receiving yards leader. It is Justin Jefferson.
I think it's going to be, I'm going to say fart, I think Chase, because I talked about Burrow, so I'm going to have to talk about Chase getting all those balls.
Give me Devontae Adams over there in Nevada.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, hanging out with the Raiders is a good call. I'm gonna take Stephon Diggs with the yards.
Okay, Eric, what about receiving touchdowns? Mike Evans leads the league in receiving touchdowns this year with 13.
Ooh, I'm gonna double Buffalo it up. I'm gonna go with the Gabriel Davis touchdown monster.
I love Gabriel Davis, big fan. But I actually do think Devontae Adams is gonna do it in Vegas.
Vegas, it sounds like that would be a good combination. They're gonna find him a lot down there.
Gavin,
Travis Kelce.
Okay.
Mm.
Ooh, that's not bad.
All right. Total touchdowns leader. This one, Jonathan Taylor with 16 total touchdowns. General, true or fart?
Oh, let me go with true on that.
Yeah, sounds about right.
Wait, so this is this is not passing touchdowns.
This is catching, combined catch and run.
Catching, running, just your total
touchdowns.
Oh, let
me go fart. Later. Revised fart, Debo.
Oh, that's a good one. Dang it, that's a good one. So catching, receiving touchdowns, and rushing touchdowns. We're going to combine them. Who is going to lead it? I think Jonathan Taylor's fair. I like the Debo call. But give me, how about this one? Jalen Waddle with the Miami Dolphins.
Ooh. I like that. I'm going Austin Eckler.
Mm.
Trust in the hammy?
Yep.
And the ankle?
Yep.
And the knee?
I just think he's going to be dominant in the games he plays.
Yeah, he's going to give you 12 kick-ass games.
Yeah, 3 touchdowns each game.
Minimum.
Got to stay with Taylor. I think that's the one. I'm going to say true.
All right, last two. Sacks leader, Broadus. Nick Bosa, not Joey, but Nick in San Francisco leads the league in sacks this year. True or fart?
That's fart. I love the player. He'll get banged up. He'll miss some games, something like that. I'm going to call fart on. I don't know who it's going to be, but I just have a feeling he's going to get banged up and miss games.
It's a big fart. I'm going to go, it sounds like it's out on a limb, but it's going to be Micah Parsons leading the NFL in sacks.
Let's go.
I think the addition of Anthony Barr, it would be negligent to not put Micah in a position to torment quarterbacks, and I don't see Dan Quinn as a negligent DC.
No.
Turn him loose.
I'll go fart there as well. I still think TJ Watt's the man when it comes to the sack monster.
Finally, general interceptions. Xavien Howard in Miami gets back to leading the league in interceptions this year.
Big old fart. Put that back on Trevon Diggs, and he's going to need to focus on those after he gives up 1,200 yards.
Dang it, who is going to do this?
Man, that is it's a fart, but I'm trying to think of who it would be, a guy that would be – you want to say somebody like Ramsey, but they don't ever really throw the ball at Ramsey, so it's hard for him to get in any type of interceptions. Man. It's not going to be that guy. It's fart, but I'm trying to think of – I just can't right now think of who that – I would name.
I'll help you here, Broadus. It's going to be one of your guys. The rookie is going to show up in a big way, Derek Stingley Jr. with the Houston Texans.
He looks good.
His hands on a lot of footballs. I'm farting all over Xavien Howard.
You know what? I'm going to go with a sleeper, Asante Samuel Jr. in L.A. with the Chargers.
Yeah, you could look at those guys, like you say, with Surtain and all those, maybe in Denver. As much as they're throwing the ball, I was trying to kind of think about, would you say Surtain because of the division he plays in with the way all those guys throw the ball and how many passes he's going to face that year? That might be a possibility, but yeah, I don't think it's going to be Diggs.
There we go. Another edition of True or Fart in the books.
Thank you, Wolchuk. It's always fun whenever we can do a little NFL True or Fart. Another one is in the books.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.